In this video, it's all about nurturing your soul, which is engaging in activities that bring joy, purpose, gratitude, and spiritual connection. All of these components are important in creating a thriving mama mode. Being a mom is a lovely and all-encompassing role, but it doesn't mean you have to lose yourself or let go of what nurtures your soul. In the first year of motherhood, I was overwhelmed caring for premature twin girls. And when the girls were about 6 months old, I was feeling exhausted and isolated. Of course, I loved my girls and I loved being their mom. But I have to be honest, I was feeling bored with the mundane schedule of naps, feeding, and playtime. At the time, I wasn't working and I felt like my mind wasn't really engaged. I was at a checkup with my doctor and he was just asking about how I was enjoying motherhood. And before I could even censor myself, I said, "I love my girls so much, but I'm really bored some days." His response was so lovely. He said, "Yes, there are many of those moments in motherhood. Your life has become about your babies. And while that's wonderful, you've lost part of you, and it's okay to feel this way. Now you have to find a way to move through this and connect with activities that bring you back to yourself." Of course, as you can imagine, I had tears in my eyes. This doctor said exactly what I needed to hear. I could love my babies, be grateful to be their mom, and feel bored with parts of motherhood, and find ways to reconnect with what brings me joy. I'm sure you can relate. We've all felt at times we've had to put things on pause or an interest because of motherhood. Finding ways to nurture your soul, staying connected to the parts of you before you became a mom, is possible while caring for and raising a family. It just may take more time, energy, and planning, but it is possible. Nurturing your soul is specific to you, your interests, passions, and personalities. No two paths are the same. But what is essential to know is to know yourself and be aware of what you need and what brings you joy, calm, and happiness in motherhood. From a psychologist's perspective, nurturing your soul in motherhood includes 1, engaging in activities that bring you joy, calm, and peace, 2, finding purpose and meaning, 3, gratitude, and 4, spiritual connection. Let's start first by looking at activities that you enjoy, restore your energy, and bring you a sense of joy, calm, and happiness. Over the years, when I ask clients this question, "What brings you joy?" I often hear, "Who has time for that? I'm so busy with family life, there's no time. And if I did have the time, I wouldn't know what to do." I understand, and I have been there as well. If I were asked this question in the early years of mothering, I would have said nurturing my soul would include sleeping. It may seem hard to know what activities, hobbies, or interests you would enjoy. And I want you to spend some time thinking about the activities and interests you have that nurture your soul. Some examples of activities, hobbies, and interests can include sports and exercise, such as swimming, running, skiing, golf, dance, hiking, biking, training for a race, or working out. Music, such as playing a musical instrument, listening to music, or writing songs. Traveling, such as taking mini-day excursions or exploring parts of your town and community, or planning and going on longer trips to explore the world. Socializing, such as spending time with friends and family. And volunteering with organizations, groups, and causes you care about. Artistic pursuits, such as painting, drawing, photography, writing, poetry, or any other creative expression. And learning, such as reading on books, listening to podcasts, or taking classes. As you know, becoming a parent can bring the activities you once enjoyed to a screeching halt. Some of the reasons for this include your time is filled with caring for your child, or you may not know the activities that nurture your soul, or the activities that used to nurture your soul no longer seem that interesting and you need to find new activities to do. In the Thriving Mama Workbook, you'll be able to explore and rediscover activities that nurture your soul. From a psychologist's perspective, activities that nurture your soul do the following. They bring you a sense of joy, calm, and restoration. You have fun and enjoy doing these activities. There's no shoulds or guilt here. They enhance your well-being and they bring out the best in you. And finally, they decrease stress and improve well-being. I want to encourage you to spend some time exploring this because the activities you enjoy is an important part of creating a thriving mama mode. When I was growing up, I played the piano. I played for many years and stopped when I was in middle school. For years, I carried the regret of giving up playing the piano. One of my goals for as long as I can recall has been to take piano lessons. Three of my girls have played for years, and we have the best piano teacher. Several months ago, I nurtured my soul by starting lessons once again. I think it had almost been 30 years since I played the piano, and it has been one of the best decisions I've done. The gift of music and relearning an instrument is not only great for taking care of my mind, but it fills my soul. And as a side note, playing the piano has been great as a stress reliever. My teens are giving me an attitude or rolling my eyes. I take a deep breath and head to the piano. I need to warm up my mind before writing. I'll sit down and practice. I wait for the water to boil pasta to make dinner. I'll sit down and play the keys. And while it's been challenging at times, the rewards have been amazing. You have to find activities that bring you joy, calm, and happiness into your life, even if it's in only in small ways. As I mentioned earlier, nurturing your soul also includes finding purpose and meaning in your life. Many people say, "I want to be happy," but happiness at times can be elusive or vague. Researchers have identified that a core component of happiness is having purpose and meaning in your life. A meaningful life is highly individualized and unique for each person. What is meaningful to me may not be meaningful to you, which is why knowing yourself and what you need is a crucial component of nurturing your soul. Meaningful pursuits help us to connect with our core values and put them into action. Meaningful pursuits make us feel good about our efforts and help us connect with something beyond ourselves. Having meaningful activities can make us feel alive, connected, and give us a deep sense of purpose. Many women I know find significant meaning and purpose in being a mother. For me, being a mother is one of the greatest joys in my life, providing tremendous meaning and purpose. In addition to my role as a mother, helping others is also meaningful. I see helping others as a vocation or a calling. And writing this course is an extension of this core purpose, combining what is most important to me, motherhood, and helping others. What brings you meaning and purpose can be one or many things. What's important to add is that activities that connect you with a sense of purpose and meaning are most relevant. One of my friends, every holiday season, hosts a fundraiser of giving gifts to children in foster care who are in need. Another friend finds purpose in collecting books for children in homeless shelters. And another friend is super involved with school parent groups, bringing wonderful events to the school community. And some moms I know coach their child's sports team. These examples may not be your calling, but if you spend some time exploring what's important and meaningful to you, you can find the benefits to experience more sustainable happiness. Another activity that can nurture your soul is practicing gratitude. Research studies on happiness reveal the way to increase personal happiness is to spend time practicing gratitude. Gratitude is a feeling or state of thankfulness and appreciation. Gratitude can be externally expressed to others through words, gestures, and behaviors, as well as internal expressions in our mind through thoughts, positive memories, and encouraging self-talk. Overall, gratitude is being aware of the goodness in your life. Some ways to practice gratitude include: 1, start a weekly journal. Pick one day of the week and make this your gratitude day. In your journal, write down 5 experiences or interactions during the week for which you are thankful. You can be broad or specific. The key to making a gratitude journal meaningful is not to dread the task. If you find that journaling makes you feel stressed, then it may not be the right time to start a gratitude journal. Also, research indicates the power of a weekly gratitude journal is more beneficial than a daily journal, which can be repetitive and diminish meaning. 2, write a gratitude letter. When we do something kind for someone, we feel the positive impact. Kindness makes others feel good, and we feel good for initiating the act of kindness. The world we live in is fast-paced and busy. Texting and emails have replaced other forms of connecting, especially the written letter. Pick one person from your life and write them a letter of gratitude, and then send it in the mail or deliver it in person. 3, express gratitude to others. During your day, find 5 opportunities to thank another person. Perhaps it's a coworker or another parent volunteer, the checkout person at the market, your child, or your sweetie. Practice expressing gratitude that is genuine and meaningful to those you appreciate. And 4, express gratitude to yourself. Often the self-talk in our minds is filled with to-do lists, keeping everyone in our family on schedule, or it can be filled with negative self-talk about what we may be doing wrong or falling short of. Take a deep breath and slow down. Nurture yourself and find 5 things you're grateful for within yourself. Being able to highlight our strengths is one way to bring thriving mama mode into your life. And 5, appreciate the beauty around you. We can be so busy taking care of other people and the competing demands in our lives that we forget to slow down and pay attention to the beauty of nature. When you're out, do a mindful exercise. See if you can stay in the moment and notice something you're grateful for in nature. Label what you see, hear, smell, and feel. Take in a few breaths, don't multitask, and enjoy the beauty around you. In our busy lives, it can be challenging to remember to practice gratitude, but small efforts to bring gratitude into your daily life is one way to nurture your soul. And last but not least, I want to wrap up this topic sharing an overview of spirituality. Spirituality is a word many hear and think of religion or religious practice, but spirituality is broader than this association. From a psychologist's perspective, spirituality is having a sense of connection to other people, including those in one's community, the larger world, ancestors, and relatives who've passed on. Spirituality is all about connection. It's about feeling and being connected to nature, expressing gratitude, and having compassion for oneself and others. Spiritual moments can also include having a sense of purpose through one's role with one's skills, abilities, and life experiences. And if you're practicing religion, then participating in religious ritual, prayer, and services can create another layer of spirituality, deepening spiritual well-being. And many people see meditation and prayer as meaningful spiritual activities. In my life, I have many moments of spirituality through prayer, meditation, going to services, and spending time in nature. I also consider nurturing my soul by talking about my grandparents who've passed on and sharing the lessons, recipes, or memories I have of them with my children or in my writing. In summary, components of nurturing your soul include engaging in activities that you enjoy, restore and bring you joy, calm, and peace, finding meaning and purpose in your life, practicing gratitude and spiritual connection. I want to encourage you to explore ways to nurture your soul through some of the ideas I've shared with you in this video. And I can't wait for you to spend time completing the exercises in the workbook to help you discover and find ways to nurture your soul. The next video is all about learning the skills to manage stress with coping skills to create a thriving mama mode.